Welcome to this Europe à la carte podcast. I'm Karen Bryan, founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. Amanda recently wrote a post for the Europe à la carte blog with 10 suggestions for things to do in the Italian city of Bologna. I'll cover some of these ideas in this podcast, but you can read the post in full and see the photos at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. So most of us have heard of Bologna because of the famous Italian dish spaghetti bolognese. So many travellers who think with their stomach might consider Bologna to be the ideal destination. However, there's a lot more to Bologna than this. It's a relatively small and very historical city, capital of the Emilia-Romagna region, and considered by many Italians to be one of their country's most beautiful cities. So, a must-visit destination. So if you're planning a trip to Bologna, here are some suggestions on things to do during your stay. The Piazza Maggiore is the heart of Bologna, the main square in the old town, and it has many famous buildings surrounding it, including the Basilica of San Petronio, the City Hall building, the Portico de' Banchi and the Palazzo de Podestà. It's scenic, historical and a good meeting place with loads of cafes. Amanda also suggests visiting the Tower of Asinelli and the Tower of Garisenda. They both date back to the 12th century, and it's possible to climb the Tower of the Asinella for wonderful views over the city. Another possible port of call in Bologna is the National Picture Gallery. It's home to the most important local art and masterpieces from other parts of Italy too, and includes works by Raffaello, Giotto, but do note that it's usually closed on a Mondays. Another famous Bologna landmark is the rather large Fontana di Nettuno, the Fountain of Neptune, which was built way back in 1563. It's an almost over-the-top representation of King Neptune surrounded by angels and fish. As a major university town, Bologna's university quarter is usually buzzing, with plenty of young people around. There are numerous trendy cafes, bars and nightclubs to enjoy. But on the more intellectual side, the University of Bologna is the oldest university in Europe. There are also some small interesting museums within the campus, including the Naval Museum, the Museum of European Students, the Obstetric Museum and the Museum of Military Architecture. Yes, pretty much something for all tastes. The Basilica di San Domenico is one of Bologna's most famous churches, and you can visit the attached convent. Tourist guides will keenly tell you that Mozart played the organ here on a few occasions. The Bologna Museum of Modern Art, also known by its trendy Italian abbreviation of Mambo, has existed as an independent museum only since the 1980s and recently moved to brand new premises. The Bologna Archaeological Museum includes artefacts from both ancient Egypt and the Roman era and is housed in an old hospital, and, good for the budget tourist, entry here is free. Within Bologna or nearby, there are three very important stops for petrol heads, that's car and motorbike obsessed travellers. There's the Ducati Museum, the Lamborghini Museum and the Ferrari Museum. There's also a Bologna Motor Show if you time your trip correctly. The Ferrari Museum includes a special Formula One exhibition. Now, harking back to the earlier theme about Bologna as a foodie destination, there are plenty of cooking schools and food factory tours to go along on. You can learn to make local dishes, but evidently spaghetti bolognese is not even a traditional food of Bologna. So thanks for listening to this podcast and join us again soon.